Rutland Mayor Christopher Loris did not violate the city's charter in his quest to make Rutland the state's newest refugee resettlement community. That's according to a 26-page report by Rutland City Attorney Charles Romeo. The city's Board of Aldermen, which had asked for the report, has had it for more than a week, but it's been off-limit to the public until now. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
At their regular meeting last night, the Board of Aldermen spent almost 2 hours in executive session discussing the report in detail with the city attorney. But just after 9 p.m., the 11-member panel voted unanimously to release it to the public.
Okay, seeing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. So the city...
The document provides a detailed step-by-step of how the mayor came up with and then moved forward with this idea to try and bring refugees to Rutland, who he talked to and who he didn't. The report states there is no basis to conclude the mayor violated the city charter in his actions. Further, Romeo continues, it is unlikely the mayor's actions would be subject to review by a court. The city attorney also states that he found no evidence that the mayor made any promise or commitment of municipal resources to the refugee program to put Rutland's application in motion. As to concerns that the mayor left out the Board of Aldermen in this process, the report found there is no basis to conclude that a mayor writing a letter of support for an initiative without consulting the Board of Aldermen contravenes the charter or exceeds the mayor's authority. Mayor Loris was not at last night's meeting, but in a cell phone interview afterwards, said this wasn't about feeling vindicated.
Because there had never been a question in my mind that my actions were anything but appropriate, legal, and warranted.
Kevin and Sue Pratico of Rutland were at the Board of Aldermen meeting and say they aren't convinced. Having the city attorney, who sits right across the hall from the mayor, do this investigation, they say, seems a bit too cozy.
It just seems rather biased to me.
That's the problem with the whole process, and that's why whatever comes out of this, I'm not sure it's really worth listening to.
But Rutland resident Carol Tashy is confident City Attorney Charles Romeo did a fair and thorough job on the report. She's more upset at the time and money spent completing it.
I think it's all very foolish. We elected the mayor. The people have spoken time after time that the mayor is our executive officer. And I think he absolutely had the right and the responsibility to do what was best for Rutland. And I really believe this is what is best for Rutland.
Copies of the report will be available at Rutland City Hall. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.